Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. James is here, and we are going to talk today about Pac-Man. Pac-Man was one of the first player characters in any game. Around this time, there was a lot of Pong, Asteroids, Space Invaders, which all featured playing as a spaceship or a lion. Pac-Man was something that the masses could latch on to. It is a great game. It swept the nation in the 1980s, and I want to talk to you a little bit today about how that happened. So strap in and enjoy some Pac-Man lore.
Did you fart?
Yes.
Well, we got to the bottom of it, boys.
May 2nd, 1980.
All right.
Pac-Man released. Lore Boys here.
No, that's bad.
I like it. Keep Pac-Man released. Lore Boys here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jambo's excited.
Yeah, I'm ready, man.
Lore Boys here.
My name's James Miller.
May 2nd, 1982!
Nice your thumb.
Miss Pac-Man comes out.
Yeah.
May 2nd, 1980 is when Pac-Man comes out.
Oh.
But what are your names?
I'm Peter.
Hi, I'm Ethan.
Welcome to the Lore Boys.
To the Lore
Boys.
What's your name? Here.
I'm James, the Robert John Miller.
The Robert.
The Robert John Miller. You gave both your middle names. You're opening yourself up to identity theft.
Yeah, and my sin number is...
Klondike 5.
How are you guys doing?
4226. I'm good. It's kind of fun to do an evening cast again. It's been a long time since we've been, burning the midnight oil at the Lore Boys studios.
Late, yeah. I did spend 3 hours in a barbershop.
That's okay.
Watching Incredibles 2.
Going to get all four of my tires changed because it snowed a lot.
Yeah.
It was like a total of a 6.5 hour endeavor because of all the construction.
Peter and I were sitting here wondering where Ethan was.
And then
was
on
like
Twitter,
2 hours late, yeah, on Twitter we find out that he's been watching Incredibles 2 at a barbershop.
Yeah, just
it's a good movie, okay?
Yeah. Anyways, guys, today I want to talk about Pac-Man.
Why don't you watch Barbershop 2?
Barbershop 2.
At an Incredibles store. That was
Did
dumb.
They have Incredibles stores?
That was dumb. Cut that out.
Surely.
Probably.
It's a store where they sell incredible things.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, Jamie.
They have
them in Canada now.
Yeah.
Finally.
That's a weed joke.
Oh, yeah, that's true, eh?
It's just completely not credible.
I finally saw some store-bought weed in person for the first time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, when a buddy of mine has, like, a jar of it. It's like a big, like, it's got, like, a childproof cap on it. It's like a big jar of Tylenol, but it's full of dank nugs.
Oh, I've been trying to, like, find my way into one of those stores, but it's very, very difficult to get in.
There's a line
you wait,
every
like,
day.
3 hours in the
There's
cold.
There's still a fucking line.
There's a line every single day.
Yeah.
Dumb
outside that
fucking
store.
Hippies. Just get a dealer, man.
We're a town of 4 million people and they open 3 stores.
People like those dank nuggets. Yeah.
What else do people like, Jamie?
They like Pac-Man.
Whale Rider.
Yeah. And Whale Rider?
What? Why'd you point at me when you said that?
Whatever, man. Just keep going.
Yeah, Pac-Man came out May 2nd, 1980. It was a Japanese arcade game.
Told it to me.
Yep.
It's Japanese?
Japanese
Bandai Namco.
Bandai Namco. I almost said Namdai Banco.
Namdai Banco.
Namdi is our friend, Jamie.
Yeah.
He's been on the episode, on the podcast.
That in Scott Pilgrim, he talks about Puckman, which was the Paku is the Japanese word for or noise for eat.
Yeah.
But they wanted to vandalize machines and turn it into Fuckman, so they changed it to Pac.
Okay, that was going to be one of my first points. Yeah, because Paku Paku would have directly translated to Puckman, or not translated, but phonetically it would have been Puckman, but they changed it to Pac-Man because whenever they did localization for the States, because they're worried everyone's going to turn it into Fuckman.
Rowdy 80s teens would turn it into Fuckman.
They were out of control in the 80s.
I was going to surprise you with the topic so you wouldn't have these hot facts, but Peter's got them already.
Peter's got them anyway.
Yeah.
Peter has seen movie before.
Yes, yep. I have seen Scott Pilgrim versus the. Have you?
Yeah, and no.
I haven't either, Jamie. Darth Vader was Scott's father.
Okay, got you. Pac-Man, since then, has been released like 30 different games that were officially licensed and like made appearances in way, way more.
There's the Garbo Atari one that I've seen where he's like a teal box that like shifts up and down.
Yeah, so the Atari was just coming out when Pac-Man was popular in like the arcade cabinets, and they tried to adapt it, but the like computing power just wasn't there.
Yeah.
So it looks like if you tried to, like, what is my best way of explaining this? Like, if you tried to like take a picture on your Game Boy and then compare it to an actual picture,
okay.
Like,
yeah.
it's very bad. It's like not even a complete square. It's kind of like a rectangle, and the Pac-Man doesn't look right.
Well, the original Pac-Man map is a rectangle.
Well, rectangles are squares.
No, the opposite.
Oh, squares are rectangles.
Yeah.
No, but like it looks compressed, like vertically compressed. Whatever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean the Atari 2600 was not a very advanced piece of hardware.
Could play Pong.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Well, actually, Pong was one of the most popular games around the time before Pac-Man came out, along with Space Invaders, where you're like a little guy at the bottom shooting up at waves.
Space Invaders.
Asteroids, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Asteroids, which
Asteroids is a kick-ass game.
Yeah. You're like a triangle, and you can rotate and use thrusters, but you kind of like, it's tough to navigate, and you shoot asteroids. The big ones will split into two. Like, they just keep continually split into smaller asteroids.
Missile Defense as well, I think, was one.
But I don't know.
Yeah. Like, anyway. This time, like,
and Pac-Man.
The big three right now are Pong, Space Defenders, and Asteroids.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2018. Those are the big three.
Yep. Now in 1980. We're living in the 1980s right now.
Oh, tubular. What did they say in the 1980s? I wasn't around. Pass me that cocaine.
I was going to say, thank you. God damn it. Fuck.
Yeah, Pac-Man quickly became Bandai Namco's mascot because the character appealed to the masses. Toru Iwatani designed the game to be comical, colorful, and appeal to more than just young white males.
The worst kind of people.
It did work.
Okay.
Yeah, it worked. They sold like 400,000 cabinets in the first 2 years. There wasn't money in video games before this.
No. Odd that a Japanese man would specifically design something to appeal to more than just
white
men. Yeah.
He's very just strange, like, oh, no, none of those guys. White devils.
It's actually, yeah, it was really impressive. Nobody expected it to take off. Yeah. This guy was not even like a designer or developer before. This was his first shot at the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking killed it.
Yeah.
His legacy will always be being in the Adam Sandler movie Pixels, where he has his arm bitten off.
Is that right?
By a Pac-Man.
Oh, no.
The creator gets his arm bit off by his own creation?
Yeah.
How ironic.
That's,
Adam Sandler's horrible. I just want to say that I hate him and 99% of his films.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. On record, I don't like Adam Sandler.
Great.
Nice. Who else don't we like?
Yeah.
Surely other people.
Oh man, the guy who plays the main character in Fantastic Beasts, Eddie Redmayne, is for me too ugly to look at, and I can't see any of his films.
I think he's okay looking. Rip Torn's a bit much for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Who else is too ugly to look at?
Pac-Man. No, Pac-Man. Speaking of looking at him, though, where do you think his inspiration comes from? Where would you, if you were going to make a Pac-Man, where did you draw that from?
A circle.
A circle. Yeah. Well, that's part of it.
I would also draw a circle.
Yeah.
As a cartoonist, I'm going to say
a pie.
Oh, close. A pizza pie.
Hey.
Oh, that's where it's from. It's a pizza pie with a slice missing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's.
I was thinking a regular pie with a slice missing, but.
You know, well, agree to disagree.
Half point. Could I get half points?
Is a pizza a pie?
Pizza is a pie.
Yeah? Is lasagna a pie?
All pizzas are pies, but not all pies are pizza.
Yes.
There you go.
It's a square rectangle situation.
Is lasagna a pie or a cake?
A
cake.
Okay.
Yeah. Is Pop-Tarts ravioli? We'll never know.
Well, yeah.
Objectively,
I put my ravioli in the toaster.
Yeah. I boil my Pop-Tarts.
Strain it out. Jesus. What the fuck are we even talking about? Is this why we stopped recording at night?
Yeah.
After 6:30, we all just go insane.
Yeah. Ethan goes to the barbershop to watch cartoons for 2 hours, and Jamie and Peter just drink while I'm gone.
Yep.
Yeah.
Your mother and I are very disappointed in you.
Yeah.
So as Peter already mentioned, Pac-Man's name comes from the Japanese onomatopoeia, paku paku, which is the noise for gobbling things up.
It's also kind of like the noise that he makes.
Gobbling dick?
He makes waka waka.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of sounds similar,
like
though,
Fozzie Bear,
saying.
The Muppet.
He just actually says things out loud, like whatever verb he's doing. He's like waka waka waka.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chompa 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 chompa.
Exactly.
He has like a weird tic. Yeah. Where he just has to say everything he's doing out loud.
Yeah, Pac-Man's autistic.
He'd never get away with a crime. Yeah. Like, locka picka, locka picka.
Stab a wafer, stab a wafer.
Still got it.
Yeah. Pac-Man's usually portrayed as a family man
who is not stabbing his cellmate to death.
Yeah. In self-defense.
For street cred.
Yeah. He gets into jail and he finds the biggest ghost there.
Yeah,
and eats him on the first day.
Yeah, it's because they said the cherry cobbler was like the dessert with his in his tray.
Yeah, and he just fucking tore up the prison yard. Just,
yeah, exactly. got put in solitary for like 9 months.
Yeah. Do you guys know what Pac-Man looks like on the arcade cabinet versus what he looks like in the game?
Yeah,
he's
like
got arms and legs on the arcade cabinet.
Yeah, doesn't he have gloves and red shoes?
Yeah, and very big nose. Sonic? That they nerfed his nose at one point.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't realize he had nose. I thought it was just like a triangle, and he has like the 1920s Disney eyes, doesn't he?
Yes, he does, but he had very big nose, and they took it, like, they sawed it off a little bit.
Big snoot?
Big snoot.
Well, after he started making all that money, he got a little bit of work done.
He got the rhino, yeah.
Yeah.
Once he got to know his way around the exact same box every fucking time.
Yeah.
He needed a nose to find his way around.
Yeah, he kept bumping into walls until it just shortened it enough.
Ah, I hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he is portrayed as a family man, not a person in prison.
Does he have children?
He does have children, depending on the iteration. He'll have one or two children.
Oh, okay.
This pizza pie can feed a family of four.
Eight.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean?
He has Miss Pac-Man, who's typically married to in most games.
Yep.
Except for like the games where they're separate.
Well, wouldn't it be Mrs. Pac-Man then?
It's still Miss Pac-Man. I was looking
good for her.
Oh, Miss.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm all about that.
She kept her last name.
She was also named Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
They're brothers.
It'd be cute if he was Mr. Pac-Woman, and then they'd be like kind of crossing over.
Oh, that'd be cute. If they got married in Portland.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's usually portrayed as a family man, probably because the other games just feature members of his family. So if he wasn't featured as a family man, it would just be this guy who keeps running into his family and he hated them.
Yeah.
It makes more sense for them.
If he had like a competitive streak and he just wanted to always beat his family. And his family had the same competitive streak, so they always showed up to try and take him down.
Oh, they'd be one of those fucking like power families where like all the kids do like 9 or 10 sports a week, and the two parents are just exhausted and high on antidepressants all the time.
Yeah, like every family in Silicon Valley is what I'm picturing for Pac-Man. Yeah. Sad dystopia.
In Pac-Man 2 on the Nintendo Entertainment System, they have an intro where they actually it's a Super Nintendo. There's like it introduces each member of the family. This is one iteration of Pac-Man's family, and it shows like, here's Pac-Man, and he's great. And here's Miss Pac-Man. She's from her own game, but she helps out here too. Here's what's his name?
Pac-Boy and
Junior Pac, or Pac-Boy.
Oh, I made that up. I have no.
It's something
I have
like
no
that.
Lil Pac.
Lil Pac. Who's in Super Punch?
And he went on to become Waka Flocka Flame.
Yeah, okay.
Or Waka Waka Flame. Sorry.
Waka Waka Flame.
Yeah. So the kid, like the young kid, he's kind of like it says like. He's an upcoming rock and roller, hoping to get his own game.
Hell yeah.
And then there's Baby Pac, who's like, you can eat a ghost too, watch out.
And then there's Super Pac, who's destroying American institutions.
Super Pac was the next one.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, Super Pac was the next one, dude. That's the exact order of the game.
That's great.
Yeah. That's whenever he eats his pellet, he becomes Super Pac, who's a different character.
Oh, I wonder if
it's like Yugi and... Yamu?
Old Yogi...
Yogi Bear?
Yeah, sorry. I fucked that
one
up.
You know when Yugi starts to duel and he becomes
Yogi
Bear?
I got the heart of the cards.
Yeah. Yeah.
He took my picnic basket. I'm going to send him to the Shadow Realm.
Hey, Yogi, or hey, Boo-Boo. You've activated my trap basket.
Yeah. I play Boo Boo Blue Eyes Black Dragon. Yeah. Yeah. No,
that'd be good artwork for this episode. It's like, yeah, it's Pac-Man, but it's actually Yogi Bear playing Yu-Gi-Oh.
What? Yeah.
Yogi-Oh.
Yeah. So that's like the family dynamic in like the one game where it kind of does does show like each part of his family.
So he's got his beautiful wife and two sons?
Two sons.
And then a super cousin.
And a super cousin, but he's also him, but not him. And...
Oh, he's like, oh, it's like Jesus.
It's his vigilante alter ego.
It's when he takes his pills.
No,
and becomes
it's the Holy Trinity of Pac-Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's the
He's the father.
He's the father, he's the son, and he's the eating ghost.
The eating ghost.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it. He's in a family most of the time, and he's mostly married to Miss Pac-Man. And like I said, he's has two kids, or one kid, depending on the game.
Okay.
And he has sometimes a dog named Chomp Chomp and sometimes a cat named Sourpuss. Yeah.
How do Pac people fuck?
Yeah. Actually.
If you get to past the 256 level, there's a kill screen, and then there's a little blue pill.
Okay.
And you have to pick that up.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. You have to hide her birth control.
Okay. You got to eat all her birth control and then eat the blue pill.
Yeah. Jesus, that would fuck you up so bad. Just Pac-Man sitting there just like popping them all into his mouth.
hey, baby, how's it going? I just ate your entire pack of birth control and popped a Viagra.
My hormones are going crazy. I don't know if my heart's beating.
Yeah. I can feel the back of my eyes. You want to fuck?
I ate a ghost on the way to the bedroom. Like, honey?
Can't stop sweating. My palms are so itchy.
One of my nipples hurts.
Have you guys ever seen where Pac-Man lives? It's in a house that looks like him.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
nice.
A giant Pac-Man head.
Like on its side? Or like upright?
It's upright, and his eyes are there, but like his windows, and then his mouth is just a door.
Cool.
So wait. So like it's like a ramp up into his house?
Yeah. Probably.
Okay. Why does he have a ramp?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, how do you get the mouth to make the door unless it's like tilted down, right?
Well, it's not a shape of the mouth. I think it's just like a door in place of the mouth.
Yeah, I'm imagining more the sand lion from Aladdin.
Yeah.
Where it's like tongue turns into stairs, doesn't it?
I actually didn't look it up before, but
does Pac-Man have a tongue?
Pac-Man?
Yeah, you can see it. You can see it.
He's in Super Smash, and I think that's like the most animated version of Pac-Man at this point.
He's a sphere in that one. He's not even a circle.
Oh, yeah. 3D.
Technology has taken us so far. What a time to be alive.
There are 3D Pac-Man games, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not... That wasn't a fever dream?
Yeah. We're going to talk about one soon. Pac-Man 2, The New Adventures.
Hell yeah.
And it's not completely 3D. It's like a side-scroller. But like you
graphics.
Can see him turn.
Yeah. He's a model.
He's back.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like New Super Mario
Bros.
New Super Mario Bros.
Yeah.
Paper Mario type thing. But not Paper Mario.
But explicitly the opposite of Paper Mario. Like Paper Mario, but the reverse.
Yeah.
Paper Mario, but if he was 3D.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah. Like Paper Mario, but like if he wasn't paper.
Yeah.
If he was, you know.
Like full body Mario.
Yeah. That's it.
You know, like something that's dry, like a pool, if it didn't have water in it.
Yeah.
Stupid. So he lives in his own fucking head.
Oh, he's
don't
crazy.
We all?
Yeah.
Boy, 2018. It's hard. Hard out there.
Instead of going under.
Yeah, but he actually is characterized as happy-go-lucky and fun-loving, not in his head and crazy.
Okay.
A lot of pills.
Yeah. He usually has a really big appetite.
He does, yeah.
Sometimes he's portrayed as sarcastic. His little whips and things
like
that.
A little snarky.
Yeah. Oh,
Pac-Man's got an attitude, does he?
Oh, he does.
Was that for the 90s?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
He's a real dad. Always telling dad jokes.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, he's funny.
But he's vegan, from what we can tell. He only eats fruit.
He's obviously a narcissist, too, because he named all his children after him.
The super pellets were originally supposed to be cookies.
Oh, yeah?
Actually, yeah.
They just couldn't animate it.
And it ended up being, like, pills instead. But,
well, I mean, it's like
pellets.
Small white dot and
pellets.
A larger white
dots,
dot.
Yeah.
Well, pellets.
It's like 4 pixels or whatever. Like,
yeah,
whatever the fuck.
Pills are pellets, right?
Pills are pellets, yeah. Pills.
Okay, yeah, we got it. Yeah, that's good.
We got it.
Not all packs are men.
Yeah.
So Pac-Man 2, The New Adventures, that's the one I started to talk about. It's on the Super Nintendo. I probably watched like an hour of it today. It's really funny.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's bad, but it's so bad it's good.
Yeah, it's like camp. It's like Rocky Horror.
Yeah.
Or The Room.
The Room, yeah, exactly.
Ooh, that would be so good.
Pac-Man starring in The Room.
Oh, fuck.
I did not eat her. I did not.
Yeah.
Oh,
Waka
hi,
Waka Blinky. Mark.
Oh, hi. Yeah, it's like, oh, Waka Waka Pac Mark.
Just like Pac-Man in that
with his hair.
In the hair, yeah.
Looks like fucking someone dyed ramen noodles black.
And he's just got like the open shirt, but it's just like showing his face because his head is basically his body.
But Ms. Pac-Man, you are my future wife.
Yeah. I'm picturing that sex scene where like you just like see Pac-Man's ass like fucking her so good, you know?
Oh god.
You got your artwork, Ethan.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I'm drawing Pac-Man ass this week.
Yeah.
I might need some time off, guys.
I got some good reference art for you, Pete.
All right.
Your ass that you had your barber shave 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
The game's bad. It's like, so you start off in a house and you're with your family. It's a nuclear family. You have the two kids. This is the intro that I was talking about earlier.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You have the two kids. You have you and you have your lovely wife, Miss Pac-Man. Game starts off. Baby Pac needs some milk, so she's like, go out and get some milk, and then you have to, like,
do. Oh, you abandon your family.
No,
you go out for milk and you never come back.
Yeah.
It looks like the reason I mentioned Paper Mario is because, like, a lot of the beginning of the Paper Mario is you're just in a home, and then you, like, walk out, you kind of explore the world.
You die of old age. Or different home?
No.
Yeah, you're in a home.
Yeah, it's very much like a side-scroller, but, like, almost based in reality. It's so not Pac-Man.
You mean real life isn't just being trapped in a labyrinth with a bunch of ghosts that constantly respawn and try and kill you? Have I been living my life wrong? Oh yeah, because I like that's most of my existence is trying to get to the pill to kill the ghosts before they can get me.
He said stabbing his entire family.
So the game play is you can move Pac-Man or you can shoot a slingshot, which is just like a cursor on the screen. So
okay.
The slingshot.
This sounds like Pac-Man, though.
Slingshot is used to just interact with things. So let's say you wanted to click on a mailbox. You'd shoot the slingshot at it, and it would open it. And then Pac-Man sees it has no mail. But Pac-Man
Why
has
not
a...
use the hands? In... I don't
Because
know.
This is the way you interact with
Stupid.
Things.
Stupid.
Your hands are on your slingshot. What are you going to do?
Oh, yeah, my hands are full with my slingshot. Yeah. I shoot shit.
Okay. One hand for slingshot, one hand for rocks.
Yeah, the... Another gameplay part of this is that you can change Pac-Man's mood. So you can make him angry, you can make him happy. He's like really gloating sometimes. One time he finishes like a mission and he walks like with this big shit-eating grin and like chest out all the way home once he like completes something. But the funnest thing to do is to make him angry. And you can do this by, you can just open his mailbox 4 or 5 times at the beginning. And each time he sees he has no mail, and then he turns and he starts shouting at the camera.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
Like, I want to see this game afterwards.
This is the video that Ethan closed that you're like, I'm not going to watch it.
Oh, it's, gone. It's gone forever.
Yeah. You committed, Pete.
Yeah. I mean. No, and we will watch it after. But so there's different things you can do. Like, you have to go get the milk, right? And then there's one part you're, like, walking by a tree, and you can straight up shoot a bee nest, and, like,
hell yeah,
it kills Pac-Man.
Nice.
But you don't see him die.
Well, it's a lesson. Yeah.
Literally stung to death. Death by 1,000 stings, I believe they call it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the expression.
When you get killed by bees.
Yeah.
Yeah. Junior Pac came up on his skateboard, found his
dead
swollen dad.
Dead swollen dad, yeah.
The Pac-Man who kicked a hornet's nest.
And that's where Junior Pac picked up his first pill.
Yeah
exactly. I just need something
film.
To kill the pain. Yeah.
Where Pac-Man finds...
My dad's ghost is chasing me.
Yeah. Pac-Man finds his rival and tattoos the word ghost onto his chest.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen those films? You probably haven't.
Nope.
Ah, well, that happened. Well, sort of.
Yeah. Is it Memento?
No.
That's got tattoos in it, right? I'm pretty sure. I haven't seen it, but
no,
it's
Girl
so.
With the Dragon Tattoo. Whatever.
Okay. Yeah, so this game, like, it's really bad, but it's funny to watch, and there's, like, a lot of different interactions you can have. Gameplay's so not Pac-Man, but...
That's it's fine. A platformer or what?
It's like you just walk around and you do things. And it's almost like puzzly because you have to shoot your slingshot at the right things to make the right things happen. Like you have to, there's a bottle to like get the milk out of the cow, but you have to shoot the raven. So the raven knocks the bottle down. So you pick up the
okay,
bottle
yeah.
to go.
It's like, a suburban
point
doing chores point and click adventure game.
Yeah.
Pac-Man? What the fuck?
Yeah. Why not?
For the Super
I don't know.
Super Nintendo.
I wish everything was branded, honestly. I wish there was only like 3 or 4 original IPs, because it'd just be so much easier to keep track of. So we could do Pac-Man. We could do Mario.
Okay.
We could do Sonic.
And
we could do
The
Lore Boys. The
Lore Boys.
Okay. Obviously. Okay. Jesus, I don't know what else you were going to say. You're trying to kill us over here, dude.
Yeah,
oh my god.
What would our adventure game be?
Probably I'd have a slingshot and I'd shoot it at cows to get milk. Is what I was thinking. Mine has that been done before?
No.
No,
I don't think
not
so.
Not well.
That's original, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not like we'd do it.
Yeah. Mine's just laying down in a sweatsuit watching Pac-Man videos, apparently.
Hell yeah, dude. That's my kind of video game.
Yeah, but I have to use the IP of another game that I'm watching, right?
Yeah.
Of course. But interesting about Pac-Man, though, is like it was the only big game that was out around this time, and it exploded. Like, I think in Japan, they had to actually print more, or not print, but make more coins for 100 yen. Because there were so many just eating up.
Just sitting in arcade machines.
Oh, that's neat. They were all stuck inside arcade machines.
They had to make more, yeah.
Wow.
Could they not just send people from the Japanese Mint to, like, excuse me, arcade owner, could you cash in your fucking chips at some point?
I guess they're just in, like, you wouldn't keep a bunch of quarters on you unless you needed them for something.
For Pac-Man.
And, yeah. They would just circulate at the arcade, for sure. Because kids go in with a bill, and they're like, we want the coins, and it just...
Like a micro-economy that just, like, ate up all the...
Yeah, well, yeah, that's it. All those coins just, like, got frozen in the arcades, I guess.
Yeah.
And then when the arcades went bust, boom, your market's flooded with quarters, idiots.
Speaking of flooding the market, like, people saw so much money going into this, CEOs from other companies were like, I'm doing video games now.
Yeah.
And everybody was just like hopping on this gold rush, right?
It was called Pac-Man Fever?
Something like that, yeah. Something like that.
Something exactly like that?
Yeah, it might be that.
So everybody got sick. What are the symptoms of Pac-Man Fever? You run out of quarters.
All your white blood cells run to the same place and... Not all... I don't know where I'm going with this metaphor.
They, all your antibodies, if you take a pill...
Turn into ghosts.
Can eat ghosts.
Yeah.
You can eat ghosts if you take the right pill.
That's right.
But...
Yeah. But the problem with the gaming industry is there's way too many people there now that don't know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
This led to a lot of bad decisions at Atari, things like that, like the game E.T. Like, there's a lot of people who just
Superman
came to gaming
game.
Who shouldn't have been in gaming. And they didn't understand it. And they made bad games. Like, you mentioned the Atari port for Pac-Man.
Yeah.
If someone actually cared about Pac-Man, they wouldn't have put that out. It was very bad.
Yeah.
No
true fan would have.
Yeah.
You're not even a real fan of Pac-Man Atari.
Yeah.
Some
what
ghost...
are the devs doing? God.
Pac-Man on phone. Yeah. Pac-Man Immortal.
I was watching a video and
that's a dated reference.
The gaming industry went up to be worth like $3 billion, like, which was completely out of this world back then.
Yeah.
And then like a few years later, after all these people flooded in, it was down to $100 billion.
It was like the crash was in 86 or 87.
Yeah.
And then the Nest came out and they were just like, hey, it's okay guys, we
that's
saved
it.
Gaming.
We found a sustainable model, which is don't put out a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
Just make good games.
Yeah.
People will spend money on things they enjoy.
Yeah.
And they're just like, you're crazy, Miyamoto.
Yeah. I watched a documentary, I forgot the name of it, but it was about Atari, and there's like a landfill in a desert full of Atari cartridges because they were so worthless they just could not
the E.T. ones.
The
the documentary's fantastic.
Yeah. That's very good. I wish I knew the name of it.
At Atari, they literally used to...
I'll mention that later, though.
Oh, yeah.
What?
King of Kong, you said, was
the,
documentary.
The name of the documentary, which is not the name of the documentary. That's
just
about Billy Mitchell.
More on that landfill. In that documentary, I remember them mentioning that at Atari, one of the guys who got a job there, like, walked in, and everybody was just, like, stoned out of their fucking gourds.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
One guy, like, twisted a fat blunt and was just like, yeah, okay, man, whatever, you can start next week, and was just, like, smoking. Just a bunch of hippies, in the 70s, making video games by accident.
Yeah.
Well, some good games came out of that.
Pitfall.
Pitfall. What's Adventure? Have you ever seen that game?
Oh, is that when you're like the square?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's not that good. Yeah. You walk around as a square, like through different mazes and stuff, and then there's like hidden rooms that there's no way to know they're there. You just have to walk into walls until you find them.
Oh, yeah.
And
well, it's like Dark Souls.
Yeah.
Yes.
Old school Dark Souls, but there's no like interesting gameplay. You're moving a square through rectangles.
Hell yeah, dude. My kind of game, baby. What an adventure.
That's all I look for.
Yeah.
When did Avalanche come out?
Avalanche? Don't know. Is that a game?
Yeah. You get chased by a Yeti.
Oh, that. The ski one.
Yeah.
I thought that was called Super Ski Man or something.
Maybe.
Oh, fuck.
I thought it was called Avalanche.
Not Ski Ball.
No.
Okay. When did Ski Ball come out?
Yeah, I'd like to change the subject of the podcast.
When did Dave and Buster's get invented?
What?
That's where you go play skee ball.
Oh, you probably had Pac-Man machines there too.
Probably.
When was Chuck E. Cheese born? The rat, not the company.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He's probably dead now. Yeah, rats don't live that long.
No. Yeah. It was like, oh, the ripe old age of 7 months old.
Yeah. Well, longer than that, man. They live a couple years.
Really?
Yep. With proper care, obviously.
Mm. I have a cat that's like the most hostile rat environment on Earth.
Yep. Pac-Man's cat's named Sourpuss in this game, and the game's bad person is named something witch. What is it?
Man-Pac?
Dr. No. Robotnik.
Bowser?
Ghost Witch.
Oh, hell yeah. Sounds like an 80s hair metal band.
Hey, we're Ghost Witch! They'd probably be fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's really not a very good villain. Her ultimate goal is to make a giant monster out of pre-chewed bubble gum.
Well, I can get behind this 100%.
I can see her.
Ghost Witch for president 2020, yeah. Baby.
Ghost Witch 2020. It's in the debates.
And what will you do to address the current housing crisis going on across the country?
Bubblegum monster.
Senator Ghost Witch.
Senator Ghost Witch.
As with all my other answers, I stand by giant bubblegum monster.
Yeah. A pack of gum in every home.
But you cannot throw out your chewed gum. You must send it to the government.
You have to mail your wads to Congress.
That reads something else on the internet, I'm sure.
Yeah, whatever.
Congress is already full of wads anyway, you know what I mean?
Zinga! Got it.
Foreign government.
Oh, yeah.
I want a t-shirt that just says, mail my wads to Congress.
And then Ghost Witch 2020 underneath.
On the back.
We might have our first legitimate shirt idea here.
Who knows? Fuck, the corn was an old one.
Oh, boy.
Bubblegum monster, then, right?
Yeah. So basically, that's the bad person in this game. But, like, in...
This is in Pac-Man 2.
Pac-Man 2. I'm about to pull away from Pac-Man 2.
Because I was just thinking, like, I don't remember a bad guy in Pac-Man other than the
ghosts.
Inky, Blinky, Dinky.
Pinky.
Pinky.
Do you guys know them?
Well,
I know Blinky's one.
Blinky, Inky, yeah. Pinky.
Yeah.
Stinky?
Red one.
Clyde.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is so dumb, right?
Yeah. That's a good little goof, right?
Yeah.
They know how to goof. Bandai Namco America.
If you want to know what the direct translation from Japanese are for the names,
yes, please.
Probably something
in
very
pestilence.
War, pestilence,
war,
death.
Pestilence, famine.
It speaks to their
like
AI.
Ghosts riding horses. Like Judas Priest album comes with Pac-Man ghosts.
Just Pac-Man ghosts.
It speaks to their AI. So it's fickle, chaser, ambusher, and stupid.
Okay, Clyde is stupid, right?
Clyde is stupid. Yeah. I think
because he's random.
Random.
Yeah.
Fickle is like runs away from you kind of thing.
Yeah.
Chaser is always come at you, and then
probably.
I guess ambusher is like goes like
he tries to set it up.
Tries to set it up. Yeah.
Covers himself in mud, pops out of the wall.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Stabs the predator with a piece of bamboo.
Yeah. He cloaks himself from Pac-Man's heat vision.
Yeah.
Using mud somehow.
You are one ugly motherfucker.
And it's
I love
like,
that
waka,
movie.
Waka, waka, waka.
Yeah.
Program,
come on.
Mom.
Do it. Kill me. Come on.
Waka, 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 waka.
Come on. Do it.
Do it.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what I'm going to draw.
Yeah.
Maybe like a jacked up pink ghost in the jungle. I don't even fucking know, man.
So that's when the ghosts get Pac-Man. But when Pac-Man gets the ghosts, what happens in each game varies. In the cartoon, it states that the ghost... Or sorry, whenever he is caught by the ghost.
Yeah.
In the cartoon, it states that... Oh, man, this is brutal. When they chomped him, he would temporarily lose his skeleton. So, like...
Who needs
what?
It?
Yeah. So he would just, like, fall down and, like...
Well, the organs would just shift around?
Yeah, this is a Hannibal.
The ghosts know what they need. They're like, we need...
Bones.
We need skin, and we need bones, baby.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't want Pac-Man's skin. It's oily
gross.
And weird.
Yeah,
this was retcon because children watched the show, so they made it so he's temporarily weakened instead of having his skeleton removed.
Wouldn't you be temporarily weakened by having your bones removed, though?
You would, but it's just a lot easier for a kid to watch.
Common misconception that you could use your muscles without bones.
That's
without
true.
Bones,
nothing to tug.
Without bones, you would die.
Oh yeah. I've seen that. Have you ever seen that thing with the knee demonstration where they
where
like
they're just pulling the string over the
two sticks and it won't, the bottom stick doesn't go up when it's already bent until you put a little pebble where the knee
where the knee they show how a kneecap works.
Your kneecaps
how it's made on skeletons.
Yeah, they're not real skeletons. It's just like little pieces of wood that look like a leg.
The one I saw was a real skeleton.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was from the human.
It was a real guy. They just like jammed out his kneecap to show this demonstration. Kind of like pulling on his tendons. Like, now look, it's very hard to turn his knee. Yeah, guys, no, just, like screaming in pain.
There's a Pac-Man skeleton that they have at the museum in Washington, D.C. Yeah.
They just grafted on clear skin. So you can see.
No, one of those guys.
Oh, yeah. Ew. It's me, Jelly Boy.
Yeah.
With the clear skin.
So in 2011, there's another cartoon pilot that came out, and it's
who
adjusted.
The fuck
in
would
2011?
That's right.
31 years
later. The year
later,
of our
like...
Lord? Are you kidding me?
You're talking about AD?
Yeah. After
what the
this
fuck?
Is 30 years after it came out?
Yeah, I mean 31 years, yeah.
31 years,
talk about death throes, man. Holy shit.
So Pac-Man can eat the ghosts without pills here.
Okay.
Like, he doesn't need a power thing.
He still eats them?
He can eat them, but he just doesn't like to because they turn into tasteless goo in his mouth.
Was he cursed?
No, it's just...
Does he have, like, a chest of fucking cursed Spanish gold?
I don't know.
So did they also reckon that the pills that he takes that allow him to eat the ghosts is just, like, salt tablets?
Yeah, I was gonna say, what, he's been smoking since he was 14? Can't taste anything anymore.
Yeah.
This boiled Pop-Tart doesn't taste like anything.
Oh boy.
This is like a wife beater boiling a Pop-Tart and smoking a cigarette.
Yeah. Smoking a cigarette with like an overflowing ashtray next to him. Like, oh my god.
Yeah, the pyramid of butts.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Oh,
yeah, that's why he's like completely out of work. He's just like, I'm back, baby. It's 2011. I can still do it.
Yeah.
He'd rather die to these ghosts than just eat the tasteless goo, too. That's what that
is. Yeah, that's it.
So,
nah, just take me. I'm not eating you again. Yeah. Not falling for that one. You taste like shit. So my wife left me. My kids are ungrateful. Fucking end it for me, would you?
Like, he's voiced by Bill Burr. Yeah. So does Ghost Witch 2020...
Oh, this is not in...
Create the ghosts, or are they dead people?
I moved on from Pac-Man 2, but she does, like, she controls the ghosts. But once you kill a ghost, it'll come back later.
Oh, okay. So they're bound to this earth forever to suffer.
Yeah.
All right, nice. Good.
They're bound to the same labyrinth, like a hero of Greek myth.
Yeah.
And forced the torment of chasing a man capable of popping a pill and eating them.
Yeah, so they protect the golden fleece from Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Good.
Until eventually the RAM runs out. And half the screen dies.
Good. Yeah.
Because that's what happens on the last level of Pac-Man.
For 256 centuries or whatever the fuck you were talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
good segue, guys. I was there. The unofficial end of the game is on the 256th board, which can take up to 6 hours of nonstop playing to get there. It's insanely popular and addictive, so people would actually go for this.
Yeah.
They would.
It's very popular. Yeah. I'm not sure if you were going to drop this, but I'm going to hear... I heard that the reason they released Miss Pac-Man is because it was so popular with women, specifically.
Yeah, it was the first time women were actually playing games, but also Miss Pac-Man was not made by
Bandai Namco.
Not Namdi Bonko.
Namdi Bonko. Our good friend, Namdi Bonko.
Yeah. It was really popular with women, and I think actually...
it was hot with the ladies, if you know what
I
mean.
It wasn't the original company that made it, but Miss Pac-Man was a spin-off by... I want to say Activision, but I'm not 100% sure.
That's such a fucking sexist 80s businessman decision to just be like, man, women sure do love this Pac-Man character. Why don't you slap a bow and some lipstick on and make her even more popular?
Give her some real long legs. Get her running in that maze for us, would you? Puffs on cigar.
Because no one at Bandai Namco is actually working on a new game, so they're like, the demand's there. Like, we got to do it.
Yeah.
And it's the 80s, but that happened.
Some businessman high on cocaine was just like, why don't we just gussy her up a bit? Give her some gams.
Yeah, give her some gams.
Do you guys know why the kill screen happens?
Because it runs out of RAM, right?
Maybe.
Isn't it?
I have no idea, no. I would have guessed it would have just run
out of
RAM.
It's like an integer overflow.
Yeah.
Yeah, the level counter was a single byte.
Yeah.
So that means there can only store 256 distinct values from 0 to 1. 0 to 255.
Okay.
So when you get to the 256th board, it would cause a buffer overflow, causing the data to stack and be overwritten.
And
so
you
it's
get,
one of those...
You get half the level. You can see the left side of the screen is normal, but then the right side of the screen is just like pixelated garbage.
It's it's one of those like canonical technical glitches in the same way that Gandhi is just enthralled with atomic warfare and Civilization.
In Civilization 1, Gandhi, if you did anything that would make a negative, because he was at 1 for hostility, he would roll backwards to the top. 255,
which is max aggression, and then he would just start nuking everybody.
I thought if you did a good thing for him, it would cap out the affection, and then it would cycle back.
It was hostility, and hostility would cycle back.
If you pissed off Gandhi once.
It was set to zero, so it would roll back to 255.
Well, it was set to one, zero is not a value, but
zero was
set to one for his like hostility, so he was super peaceful.
Yeah.
But if you do something friendly for him, he becomes more friendly, which is less than one, which goes to 255, and then he just like starts building nukes and nukes everybody.
That's what I thought.
Zero is a value in that, though. Zero
count. Oh, okay.
But it goes to a negative, and the game is just like, oh, fuck this. I guess he's a monster now.
It's the same as you mentioned you were going to say King of Kong. It's the same as Donkey Kong. Mm-hmm. The last level in Donkey Kong is impossible to beat. It doesn't run, it isn't not able to load it, but the timer resets, so it's basically 3 seconds, and nobody has time to beat the last level.
Yeah, because he doesn't move fast.
And the kill screens become really popular in like super competitive gaming back then, with like Twin Peaks and things like that, mm-hmm. Where Billy Mitchell gets really famous. He's the one who held the
Donkey Kong
and Pac-Man
and Centipede, I think.
Centipede. All these old games, he has a history of cheating.
Yeah, he cheated.
Yeah,
a lot.
Which I
same with Todd Rogers.
Yeah, Todd Rogers, which I mentioned in the speedrunning episode. It's he's kind of a dink.
Billy Mitchell or Todd Rogers?
Both.
And also they're like their skeevy ref friend who gave them all these records.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, Twin Galaxies, fuck you.
Yeah, so this means with the kill screen, the max score is 3,333,360.
So close to being a very nice number there.
Oh, I know. Right? Yeah,
you really just had that last 27 on there, didn't you?
Yeah. The current, like we're about to say, Billy Mitchell, he was the current world record, but it was removed as of the 4th of December 2018, actually, so pretty recent.
4th of December 2018.
It's not then yet.
Yeah.
Oh God.
You've outed us. We're time travelers from the future. We weren't supposed to tell them, Jamie.
Planet Earth has run out of RAM and we've reset.
It's been 255 years since we started Earth, and we've got there.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
Who lists their month, day, year anyways? It's supposed to be day, month, year, right?
Sorry, April 12th.
Yeah, April 12th. Okay. Exactly. So so pretty recently he lost his record because he was using an emulator and he wasn't supposed to.
Todd Rogers lost his record this year too.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, we're finally bringing justice to all these 80s world records.
Yeah. Well, Todd Rogers like
thank God.
Had a record which has been proven for a long time to be unachievable even by a TAS. Like it's just not in the code. Like
that's drag racer.
Oh, I've heard about that. Yes. Yeah. You did mention that in the speedrunning episode.
I kept calling it by the wrong name like I just did now too.
Go back and listen to that episode now that it makes more sense. Yeah. You have this backup episode to help.
Ubermensch made me do it.
Ubermensch made me do it. That's it.
If anyone got under a certain value, a certain time in Drag Racer, which is just like a racing 10-second game pretty much, if you got under like 5 seconds, then Atari would give you a plaque, but he beat it by so much that even TAS couldn't beat it.
Yeah.
That's the broad strokes. But there's a lot more in speedrunning in there if you want
to. And he maintains, still to this day, that he did beat it.
It's crazy.
He's a liar. Unlikely.
I guess if you make it this far, you just gotta commit, right?
Yeah. Maybe he just believes it at this point.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. So, we're gonna shift a little bit in like the
shift, dragster.
Yeah, nice. Toss that bitch in fourth.
Yeah, so I was reading some Nat Geo on Pac-Man this morning, actually.
Yeah, I saw that you had National Geographic open.
Beg your pardon?
Nat Geo.
So they found a tribe of pack people?
Yes, untouched by civilization.
In Indonesia?
Yeah. That the Japanese had discovered and kept a secret. So they continue making arcade games.
Yeah.
They were speaking of the dark, addictive side of Pac-Man, actually, how people continue to play it.
Okay.
When they don't have money for it, when they don't have time for it.
Gambling, okay. Video games, bad.
Which we've established. Thank you, Belgium.
Yeah.
All right. Martin Amy said to Nat Geo, "I have seen bloodstains on the Pac-Man joystick. I know a young actress with a case of Pac-Man hand so severe that her index finger looked like a section of blood pudding.
Hell yeah.
Ew.
Yet she still played through her tears of pain.
Hell yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. That one's hard as fuck, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't want to fucking take her on in Smash.
No. Yeah.
Who do you think she plays?
Pac-Man.
What's
yeah.
the
suck? Yeah. Yeah. Jamie thinks about it.
Yeah.
I was gonna,
I don't know, Mega Man? Yeah.
Marth? Samus, maybe?
Yeah.
I was trying to think who had the most fucked up hands, so she could just like really role play into
it. But... Rob's got those claws, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rob was fine.
Not good for much other than loading CDs, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah, baby. Wait, what?
That's what he did.
Yeah. No, he had like a top where he could hit two different buttons, couldn't he?
I think
he didn't
so,
load
yeah.
CDs because he was part of the NES. That was a cassette.
Oh, what am I thinking of?
Like a 6 CD changer stereo in your car?
Maybe.
Maybe that.
That's probably it, yeah.
My Nintendo.
Which is my favorite new character in Smash. is car stereo.
Ethan didn't have a lot of friends in high school. He'd be like, hey, Rob, I just finished school.
Nah, I just finished school.
Driving home.
Have you ever heard that thing move?
What do you think?
Oh, dude, that thing just sounds like tiny plastic electric motors.
You're right. I should drive into the river.
That's dark.
Yeah. I wouldn't, because car stereo can't live in water, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to kill car stereo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's my only friend. Come on.
Not a river, but pool. Stephen Poole, academic
Whoa,
and scholar,
what?
explains in his book, Trigger Happy, how Pac-Man is a metaphor for the mindless consumer.
I've heard this before. Yeah,
yeah. So I have a quote if you guys want to hear.
No.
Do you?
Should we take a vote?
Do you?
Nah.
Yeah, okay,
nah.
Move on.
Nah, now that you brought it up and everything, nah. I'm kind of over it. Now that I know that you didn't write it as a quote, I'm not really that interested.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be like, you say it, James Miller, Michael
yeah.
Scott.
Yeah, December 4th, 2018.
Yeah, December 4th, 2018.
Yeah, so Wayne Gretzky once said, with his obsessively gaping maw, Pac-Man in brackets, clearly...
Why do you have to say excessively gaping?
That's what they say.
Wayne Gretzky said this?
Well, no, Stephen Poole said it, who Wayne Gretzky said it after Stephen Poole. But
you miss 100% of the pills you don't eat, kid.
You miss 100% of the jokes that fly over your head.
Yep.
His obsessively gaping maw clearly only wants one thing, to feel whole, at peace with himself. Perhaps he surmises that if he eats enough, in other words, buys enough industrially product goods, produced goods, he will attain perfect roundness. But it can never happen.
Okay. This is one of those things where I like to give the guy the benefit of the doubt and say, like, that quote was kind of tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like Schrodinger's box, like, he gave that as an example of how ridiculous quantum mechanics is, not as a legitimate example of how quantum mechanics works.
But yeah. It was misconstrued, and then everybody took it as real.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank God. Because, Jesus Christ. I know academia can be a little bit insufferable at times, but like...
Yeah, this does sound like some guy was writing an essay that just to appease the teacher.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
we've
yeah,
all done that before. It's like, you know how your teacher thinks. You're just like, I don't want to actually work on this. I'm just going to manipulate them, and then you get like an 85%. Yeah, you're like, fucking perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we don't like Stephen Poole, but do we like SMBC Comics?
Yes, I love
yes.
it.
Okay, they have a piece on Pac-Man.
Oh, yeah.
And it is in the same vein. They kind of...
But that's specifically humor.
It is humor. Yeah. Oh, it's very funny. And I actually love to think of Pac-Man this way, and if I ever play Pac-Man again, I will play it with this in mind.
Yeah. Anybody out there who doesn't know what SMBC Comics is, check it out.
Yeah.
Zach Wienersmith.
If you want to see the one that I'm talking about today that I'm going to bring up, it's on the 9th of... Or, wait, now you got me all...
The 9th of December, 2018.
Yeah, exactly. The September 16th,
okay.
2012.
Okay.
Okay.
So this
for the record, listeners, just so you know, we are currently recording in November 2018, which is why this is a running joke. This will no longer make any sense in 3 weeks.
Well, we're going to reset in 3 weeks. So.
Oh, that's
it's
true.
It's always
going
to make sense.
If we're going to hit that December kill screen, it's all fucking
exactly.
over. December 25th.
Yeah, yeah.
Done.
There's only 365 values
of a calendar.
So... There's really cool, like, so this kid goes up to, like, what might be his dad or, like, an older guy, and he's like, what's, like, the old games even about? They're not even that interesting. And then the guy, like, turns around and says, like, what are you talking about? They're, like, one of the most interesting games ever. And he says, Pac-Man is the story of a man who wakes up to find he is nothing but a mouth. All his dreams, hopes, desires, sensations, all advertised into primal consumption.
Fucking, like,
voice.
Kafka wrote Pac-Man?
Yeah. At the beginning, it says if Kafka wrote a Lovecraftian novel about...
Yeah, it looks like Pac-Man. The Metamorphosis, but instead his parents, like, throw apples at him, then he can eat ghosts.
Yeah, he's trapped in a maze with no exit, but his focus on consumption is so overwhelming, so sensual that he doesn't even know
it. Well, no exit was written by Sartre, but...
I have only a mouth and I must eat.
Yeah.
Exactly. It goes on to describe, like, the ghosts, too, as being things that have just died so long ago that they despise eating, like, they loathe it, and that there's this mouth that's in their world that is now eating. They just want to kill it.
So perverse.
Yeah, exactly. And then also, like, whenever he eats the pill and then eats them back, they almost get this, like, erotic joy by, like, being eaten since they can't eat anymore.
Oh, it's like a vor thing.
Experiencing the sensation of being eaten is at least almost like eating, so they like
it. I totally get that.
Yeah, and then...
But except it's... The experience of being eaten is more like the experience of coming for me.
What's, like, every single, like, philosopher on Earth, like, is there the great collab of the free-thinking movement, Pac-Man, where it's the Metamorphosis, it's Jung, it's Freud, it's No Exit, is Jean-Paul Sartre, like, they all work together,
it's
just like, let's all go to Japan and make a video game.
So Ethan can bust a nut.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So somebody can eat Ethan, he can finally get his cummies.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then, like, the SNBC comic goes on to, like, describe how, like, the ghosts, like, devour Pac-Man, and then it all starts over again. Super fucking bleak. And then the kid's like, "Oh, like, that's really messed up." He's like, "Don't even get me started on Caterpillar."
Yeah.
It's a very good
centipede,
comic.
Centipede.
Though. Yeah, Centipede. That's right.
Yeah. Don't like Caterpillar or whatever. It's a Chinese knockoff.
Might be a game called Caterpillar.
That's Diet Centipede. Yeah.
Diet Centipede.
Caterpillar.
Same concept. Fewer legs.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's how I want to remember Pac-Man. You guys should go check out that.
As an existential nightmare.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
As something to haunt my dreams, yes.
Yep.
That'll give me some good ideas for the art. I might do something just, like, woefully bleak.
Yeah.
Kind of like the old, the fucking Don Quixote thing we did for Dead Space.
Yeah.
Go back and check that one out.
How many colors do you think Pac-Man's sprite is?
Two.
Which ones?
It's
yellow and white.
What?
Yellow and white.
You mean the OG?
You mean transparent by white?
Yeah, I suppose.
Okay. And they trick it to looking like the mouth is black because the background's black. So they just put transparent tiles.
So he was right.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. If white meant transparent.
It didn't. I thought white. Oh, I thought he was two shades.
he doesn't have eyes in the original.
I thought he had like a
like a little eye dot?
No, like a sun glint.
Freaky human teeth?
Like monstrously oversized herbivore teeth.
Yeah,
he might have had a glint actually, but that was a trick that a lot of old game developers would use, because for a sprite you can only use, like,
it gives them that 3D look, right?
Yeah, like, it's between two and four colors or something like that that you can use, and they would use the color of the background as, like, a color of the actual thing. Like, if you had to put black marks in the armor, you would just make the background black, so you could use transparent as a way to have, like, black in the
armor. Oh, okay. Does transparent save RAM?
Transparent is just, like, if the background is already a color, then you don't have to add that color to the game. Because if there's only four colors on the entire screen...
Right, yeah,
then,
okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I may have asked that question in a stupid way, but that is... That's what I was asking.
Yeah.
I might just be a big dumb dummy.
Maybe. Yeah. We'll never know. Listeners, please tweet in. Write us. Is Peter a big dumb dummy?
I have a quiz for you guys. If you asked...
Another one. Holy moly.
If you asked everyone in America or a bunch of people on the street, like Family Feud...
350 side, million people. Okay. That's a lot. That's a lot.
How many... what a percentage do you think would know Pac-Man as a name?
Oh, probably like 85%.
Yeah, I'd say 90.
Super high.
94.
94%? Fuck.
94.
Is he most more popular than Mickey Mouse?
It's Pac-Man.
I don't know Mickey Mouse, but in terms of video games...
I love how you're like, I'm going to pick one of the most iconic things in all media of all time.
American
Mickey
flag.
Mouse. He was in Kingdom Hearts, dude.
Who was?
Mickey Mouse.
The American flag?
I don't know if Mickey Mouse was in Kingdom
Mickey
Hearts.
Mouse...
I assume he was.
He might be more recognized, but Pac-Man is the most recognized as a video game character.
Okay.
Who's got the biggest
Guinness World Record.
Really?
Guinness World Record. 94%.
Who's got the bigger dick?
Mickey Mouse or Pac-Man?
Yeah. Who fucks more?
Jamie,
you're the expert. Why are you giving me this blank stare?
Shuffles papers.
Yeah. I got this. I got this somewhere. I know. Yeah. I wrote this down somewhere.
It's in the Freud section of my Pac-Man paper.
The blank stare was because I didn't want to engage, not because I don't know. It's because I didn't want to talk about who fucks better.
Wow.
The children's cartoon character.
So you'd rather dead air on our podcast. Great, great radio there, James.
Is Ms. Pac-Man...
This is what the people want to know, okay? And by people, I mean me.
Yeah. Person. Is Ms. Pac-Man his mom in this context, then?
No, it's usually always his wife.
In a very Freudian context.
That's what I'm talking about, yeah.
In what context, though?
In the Freudian context.
Because that's why they have the same last name.
They're said to be married. I don't know what you guys are trying to trap me into.
What are you saying? You can't marry your mom?
Yeah. What are you? What are you, a Nazi?
Oh, my gosh.
Jamie, it's either you can fuck your mom or you're a Nazi.
Pac-Man was one of the first games to introduce cutscenes. I want a
really?
Cutscene right now to get out of this conversation.
It cuts to Pac-Man and his mom.
Yep.
Fucking. Down. Wow.
One of the most successful arcade games of all time.
Boy, we're not giving you a lot to work with today,
no,
are we?
Exactly. Yeah, this is like just fun facts at the end. I pretty much like talked about Pac-Man like as much as I know.
Did we talk about Pac-Man already?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It was one of the most successful arcade games, but the creator didn't really see any of that money.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. He's like the Tetris guy.
Yeah, Bandai Namco. He was an employee there. It wasn't like he didn't have the rights to it. They had all the rights. So he just worked like salary job and he never saw like...
Capitalism, any, baby.
No royalties, no nothing.
No wonder he took that filthy Adam Sandler paycheck.
I mean, do devs see royalties like nowadays? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No, but you're probably paid pretty well for your time. Right?
Yeah, I think that's a thing. Like, especially, I think North American companies probably recognized earlier on than Asian companies that you treat your good employees well and they'll do good work for you.
Yeah.
Which is like a big reason why in the second half of the 20th century, America did so well in like technology and stuff like that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. I was just at Montreal International Game Summit this week, and I went to a few talks where devs of like current games keep talking to, you know, it explodes. I saw one of the devs there. They're talking about,
cool.
Yeah, yeah. A bunch of games, like a lot of Ubisoft devs, a lot of Riot employees were there too. But they were talking about like office culture, and they were 100% saying like that is so important. You have to keep your people happy. If there's bad fits,
I like, love that Riot Games was saying that.
I watched. Listen to a whole talk on how Riot took customers' feedback and fixed their game. It was like the title of the thing, okay. And it was just about the whole system of honor,
okay.
And also like rolling out the new rune system, like how they retired runes, and it basically the broad strokes of that talk was. Tell your community 6 months earlier, they'll get mad at it, listen to them, and then do your best job just to emulate what they want.
Yeah.
Oh, fair. Yeah. Okay.
Just tell them.
I think Riot does okay customer service. It's the way they treat their employees.
Yeah, apparently, apparently the office was a pretty bad place. I'm fairly certain they're being currently sued.
Yeah, by more than a couple of people.
Well, yeah, it's like a class action lawsuit.
Yeah. That's Pac-Man, guys. We talked about Pac-Man. There's not a whole lot of lore that's consistent. If you play a different game, it's going to be different.
It's a lot of good real-life history, though. Very similar to your speedrunning episode, which is also fascinating.
Ghost Switch 2020. I'm on board.
Yeah, Ghost Switch 2020 is definitely the front runner. I'm going to endorse her whenever the election starts running again in maybe about a year.
Boil up some Pop-Tarts.
Well, we gave a lot of good advice.
Jam those raviolis in the toaster, and away we go.
We talked a lot about philosophers that we've heard about in passing.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yep. Oh, definitely.
I talked about a physicist.
That was... Ghost Witch?
Yeah, Ghost Witch.
Okay. Yeah, it's Dr. Ghost Witch. But soon it's going to be, I guess, Dr. Mrs. the President Ghost Witch.
Yeah, Dr. Mrs. President Ghost Witch.
Dr. Miss Pac-Man.
Dr. Miss Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's it for Pac-Man. If you guys have any questions, you can shout them on the internet at us on our Facebook.
Is Pac-Man related to Pikmin?
Good question. So, I have no idea. Pac-Man, not really. I don't think there's a lot of similarities. Unless ghosts were Pikmin, because they can't follow you.
Yeah, or ghosts hung around long enough that they formed into Pikmin.
Yeah. After the kill screen, ghosts become Pikmin.
Ghosts become Pikmin.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah. What's the astronaut's name? Ollie?
Major Tom.
Oligarch Major or something?
Tom. Oligarch.
No, it's not that, but it's close to that.
You're not wrong, though.
It's
yeah,
close to that, yeah.
It's something weird.
Ogilvy?
Olimar.
Olimar.
Yeah, there
Olimar.
We go.
Hey.
It's one of the few GameCube games I've actually played as Pikmin. It's fucking rad.
You got a little fun fact, a Pikmin lore in this Pac-Man episode. Yeah. Isn't that confusing? Don't get it mixed up in your head. Somebody's going to be at a trivia night and going to be like, this character was first introduced in May 2nd, 1980, known as a round circle who eats ghosts. Who is Olimar? Oh,
damn it! Ghost Witch.
It's the final Jeopardy. Like, yeah.
There's still one that says Zoroldo.
Yeah, that's it. It's like Zoroldo's crossed out, Ghost Witch is crossed out, and Olimar at the bottom.
Danky Kang,
yeah. All right, well, that's it for Pac-Man. If you want to find me on the internet, you can find me TLB_JMill or on James, T-H-E, Miller on Facebook.com if you've heard of it. How about you, Peter?
At Peter Donahue on Twitter. I am the cartoonist for The Lore Boys at theloreboys.com. That's our website. That's like 3-4 episodes in a row that I've gotten the website right, because I used to fuck it up every time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Also, just buy the domain for the other one.
I keep meaning to. I just have to.
And also, we are at twitch.tv/theloreboys here and there.
Sure.
Here and there.
Hither and thither.
I'm at Ethan the Dead Man.
Mostly Twitter.
Yeah, pretty much all Twitter these days. What
you can
I do.
Find out what movies he's watching instead of recording podcasts.
Yeah.
At his barber shop.
You guys will know. You guys will know, be the first to know when I am at the barber watching Incredibles 2.
Yeah.
And having some fucking kid spoil the movie while we're watching it just because he fucking saw it in theaters.
And you punched his dad, right?
I punched his dad.
Good.
He was a very nice man from Eritrea.
Well. Gotta do what you gotta do, man.
He was very friendly. He showed me a picture of his wife at their wedding, and then I punched him because his stupid son kept ruining the movie.
But the trick was the kid told you, well, that's not the real bad guy. But after he punched the dad, he's like, that's not the real dad either.
Oh, and then he already got me good. He's like, the real dad is actually controlling this rube. But the pictures of the wife were from the real dad. It was very confusing in the end. But it all worked out. My baby transformed into multiple babies and could teleport and spit fire.
Wow. I think you might be getting a bunch of things mixed up there.
But no, that sounds right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What'd they rub into your scalp?
Yeah, and then they rubbed into my scalp, and then I went to a cave underground, and there was this monster guy who looked kind of like the Elephant Man, and he asked for a baby Ruth. And then I found an alien. I went biking with him in my basket.
Right, yeah.
I like keeping it 80s themed, at least.
Yeah,
I'm
trying.
For the Pac-Mans.
Yeah, if anybody is listening at home and wants to give money to this.
If that pitch didn't sell you.
we do have a program called Lore Boys Premium that we offer all our subscribers. This week, as you guys may have heard, I am getting ready to vore myself, to give myself up to the good old vore gods and finally get my cummies. So I am looking for people interested in eating me, and so the first people to support us financially will have a first come, first serve, literally.
Hey. Well, I mean, it's gonna be first serve then come, right?
I wish you guys could see Ethan's beanie right now, because it's so yellow, like a Pac-Man is eating him.
I did wear a Pac-Man on my head for this episode that I didn't know was going to be about Pac-Man, and I didn't know I was going to be talking about Vor so much.
Happy accidents, right?
Oh, boy. That's fun.
Whatever. That constitutes four
okay,
boys.
Yeah. Bye.
See
ya. Bye.
Thanks, everybody.
Oh.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.